Proclamation number 8988 of 4th of June, 1965. Outpouring of the Spirit was not a one-time event. I only require from you the willingness to let my love illuminate you in order to then also be able to pour out my Spirit, which guides you into all truth. I require of you that you voluntarily open yourselves to me again in order to then also be able to make yourselves happy with the knowledge which you once possessed but had voluntarily given away. It is so easy to understand that you must cancel your former sin through that you again give me the love, which you yourselves gave up to me, and that you again let yourselves be illuminated by my love, as once, when you were still devoted to me willfully. That you therefore enter again into the original state, which made you unspeakably happy. And again you will be happy, because to receive my love is the highest happiness, which you can prepare for yourselves. But always your free will is needed for it. With the outpouring of my Spirit in you, you'll again reach the state of realization, for this is the effect of my Spirit, that it opens up the knowledge to you again, which once made you happy, and then you will also recognize the rule and work of your God and Father, that you will know about all correlations and no longer walk along in blindness of spirit. That you stand in the light, for the knowledge of truth is light in which you may now walk, which impels you to pass this light on to whether is still spiritual darkness. From the moment you open yourselves to me, you live your earthly life consciously, for you clearly and distinctly recognize that an aim lies ahead of you which you should achieve and which you can also achieve because you can always draw the strength from me which the process of spiritual working entails. And even if you are physically weakened, your soul will still be able to enjoy this strength because everything that comes from me can only have a good effect for you. And your longing will only be for the final union with me. You will make an effort to fulfill my will, which only ever consists of you practicing love, of you practicing all virtues and thus maturing your soul. The outpouring of the Spirit into a vessel opening itself to me is the highest what a man can acquire on earth, because then he has already entered my kingdom. The light of knowledge shines for him, and voluntarily he has again come closer to his original state, because to be filled with my Spirit also presupposes the redemption through Jesus Christ. And then he is also free from my adversary, who will indeed try him again and again but without success. The outpouring of the Spirit is no imagination but the human being can prove it through tremendous, extensive knowledge which he has never possessed before but which lies dormant in every person and only needs to be brought to awaken. But man will also now know that he thinks right when he represents this knowledge. He will know it because his spirit itself tells him this, and no one will be able to rob him of faith. 4th of the 6th, 1965. Who allows the outpouring of my Spirit in himself, he is an aspirant of my kingdom with all its glories, because he has taken the last step to enter this kingdom by voluntarily establishing the bond with me as the source of light and power from eternity. He has put himself into the state in which my first disciples were when they were able to be permeated by my Spirit and now proclaimed me aloud. For in the same way as they did, they will also, the last one will, now not be able to keep silent, they will, he will, speak without shyness about the fact that I myself make myself known to them, him, they will, he will, proclaim the gospel of love and completely move on a spiritual path. They, he, will also be convinced himself to only speak the pure truth because my Spirit guides them, him, into this. and whether also a long time has passed since these my disciples have experienced the outpouring of my Spirit over them. So still the few, at whom the same process repeats itself, will be just as convinced of truth and stand up for it. And therefore I again and again see to it that disciples speak on my behalf, and this especially in the time of the end, where almost all faith in a spirit work has been lost. And also these I send out again with the assignment to pass on the eternal truth to willing men, who desire pure truth, which however only comes from me myself. Through the working of my Spirit in the human being. Emanate. The fact that you humans only regard this act of the outpouring of the Spirit upon my disciples as an one-off fact, that you lack the knowledge that this act could take place in all those who, like my first disciples, lived a life of love, proves the lack of love and the influence of my adversary, who is always intent on keeping you in darkness. But still again and again men have been enlightened by my Spirit who are serious about standing in truth. And these also worked in silence but were soon no longer heard, for the adversary worked so obviously that he chose precisely those to support him who were actually supposed to represent the truth, who believed themselves called to stand in the pure truth and now proclaim it. And so, Spirit-filled single quote people have always been hostile because their spiritual knowledge contradicted their own teachings. And it remained so, error prevailed more and more, because no attention was paid to what people received through my Spirit, and because in the end even this working remained unknown to people and not even those who knew the scripture experts dealt with this problem, which they could solve with the scripture itself. And thus the act of the outpouring of the Spirit has only been granted to my first disciples. But everything that is written in scripture also applies to all people. Everyone can put himself into the state that the same grace will be granted to him if only he lifts a life of love and the desire for pure truth prevails in him, which then also enlightens the person from within. Thus, my Spirit works in him. Amen.